handle the situation. As far as I know, after 4 months of emailing my birth mother, I arranged to fly to Las Vegas on my birthday to meet her, 31 years after I left her the first time.
United Airlines, mainliner flight.
I thank God for the fantasy land known as Vegas. If you ever meet your birth parents, do it here. Why Vegas? Because you're gonna need the distraction from each other. Lori met me in the airport, holding yellow daffodils and standing next to her best friend Mary, whom she'd brought along to drive the car after I arrived. She knew she wouldn't be able to drive. I was thankful that there wasn't a news crew. Lori said she wanted to call one, or call Oprah. I didn't want her to be filmed at this historic occasion because I didn't know how to feel yet. I didn't burst into tears. I didn't run into her arms. I walked numbly from the plane, the last passenger, and kindly said, "Hello." She cried, but only a little. It was subdued, the whole thing. Not like you see on TV. But then, when there are cameras, what is a true reaction anyway? We walked out of the airport into the parking garage and drove past the silent Sphinx that sits in front of the Luxor, stares at the planes taking off, and asks its question about time. The first 3 days were great. Here's where Vegas comes in handy. We saw 4 or 5 major casinos in those 3 days. We visited the White Tigers at the Mirage, watched talking camels at the Luxor, and ate frozen glace at the Bellagio. We even caught a show of Celtic dancers. We also got a free dinner at the Excalibur just for walking by the entrance to the jousting tournament. A corporate representative told us the two of their party hadn't shown up for dinner and wondered if we would join them. It was magic. But 3 days of walking around gets to you. Sure, we talked. She was getting to know me and I was getting to know her, but there's a front you put on because you know the other person is watching you closely. A mask that you can keep on for about 3 days. The fourth day, we drove to a lodge outside of Vegas, and all hell broke loose. I think it was being in a car together. But it was also that she was watching for any sign that I might not like her. And you know, people are gonna have some downtime. Sometime when they aren't smiling, or they're tired, or they want to be alone. It happens with the best of friends. We snapped at each other. She started crying. I wouldn't play that game. I became cold and distant. The fifth day, Mary, Lori's roommate, talked to each of us alone to try and figure out the problem. Whatever we said to her went directly to the other person, and we ended up on the couch in the living room negotiating. Mary told Lori, "You're gonna drive him away if you're not careful. Just because he wants to be alone doesn't mean he doesn't like you. He just needs some time alone." She told me, "Stop trying to be perfect and trying to make her feel good. Just ask for what you need." We sat on the couch for about an hour. We learned about boundaries, a crash course. We learned that we had a lot of time together and that we didn't have to rush everything. There was no way that she would know me as well as my own parents did in 1 10-day period. No way I could learn everything about my past in 10 days. So, we went back to Vegas. She's pretty lucky, this woman. She's got a good sense for when something really big is about to happen on a video poker machine. She taught me how to play and enjoy myself. We dropped 20s in the machine, worked them until we had $500, and then, joyfully, lost every penny.